Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So even I had forgotten some of Dr. Jane Goodall's amazing accomplishments to humanity. Dr. Goodall was the first scientist to explain to the world that chimpanzee mothers are capable of giving birth only once every 4.5 to 6 years. She knew this because she went into the wild and studied them and immersed herself with them, and was also the very first scientist to show us that chimpanzees, like humans, used tools. It was an enormous breakthrough in our understanding of our closest relative with respect to DNA. And when I heard that she had passed at age 91, while on a tour, by the way, like a speaking tour, I reached out to Randy Wistoff, the former director of the Kansas City Zoo. I cannot think of anyone better to help guide our conversation. And Randy, it is always such a pleasure to have you on the program.
Happy to join you today.
So what do you think about all of this, her legacy, what we have learned over the years, starting even way back in the 60s? There just wasn't a lot we knew about chimpanzees before her.
No, and she was the pioneer of the research that really mattered. She was one of three of Louis Leakey's students, his mentees. There's Dinah Fossey, I think everybody remembers her as the gorilla lady. And then, of course, Jane as the chimpanzee lady. And then there was an orangutan lady, Baruki Gadalkas. And they all three went off and studied primates in the wild. And Jane really, I think, got the most attention, I think because of her close association to Leakey and to the fact she was in a British colony when she started. So I think news traveled back much quicker than through that, going through London. So she did an awful lot of stuff. And I had the opportunity to meet her in 2002. What a dynamic lady.
Hey, Randy, real quick, are we on speaker? Is there any way you can take us off speakerphone?
Yeah, I can try. Here, hang on.
Take your time. You're fine.
You got me now?
Way better. Thank you, because I want to hear this. You had the opportunity to meet her in 2002. Explain that. Under what circumstance, and what was she like?
I was still at the Omaha Zoo, and we had an IMAX theater up in the Omaha Zoo, like the one here in Kansas City. And every year, every fall, there was a convention to show all the new films. In 2002, there was a film about Jane and chimpanzees. And as she was traveling, when she passed away, she did a lot of traveling and a lot of goodwill ambassador work for chimpanzees. So I got invited because I was from the zoo world. In Omaha, we didn't have chimpanzees. We had gorillas and orangutans, but yeah. I got invited anyway and got a chance to meet her and walked into a hotel suite filled with people and everybody standing up, milling about, deep in conversation. And back in this living room area, sitting quietly on a couch, was Jane Goodall. And just a very quiet, reserved person, very quiet in her speaking and talking about chimpanzees, but she was, when she would talk, everybody listened because of what she had to say. So really, really a truly pioneer in conservation work, and she'll be missed sorely.
So she believed that while the wild is the best place for an animal, good zoos play a vital role in conservation by educating the public about animals, raising funds for conservation, and providing a safe environment for some when the wild is too dangerous. And I think people would be surprised, Randy, to hear that she worked so closely in some cases with zoos, but she understood the zoo's place overall.
Yeah, and I think because of zoo's reach, especially over the last 15, 20, 30 years, I think a lot of the conservationists realized that we were ambassadors for animals and would teach conservation. Jane was here in Kansas City when the zoo opened the Africa exhibit and the big chimpanzee exhibit in early, mid-1990s. And I think I heard that she absolutely loved the chimp exhibit here in KC because of the size of it, that she felt like viewing the animals was like viewing them in the wild. They could climb trees, hide in bushes, and really go about their sort of natural behavior throughout the day. If they wanted to get away from other chimps, they could go hide somewhere. And it just was a great habitat. And a lot of the conservationists became good ambassadors for the zoo when they saw a zoo exhibit and really liked it.
So I've read that, like, before she went into the wild and just immersed herself in the zoo chimpanzee population, no one before her had really ever gone in and studied them so extensively. Can you help us understand? They're saying that her discovery about the use of tools with chimpanzees, quote, revolutionized biology and anthropology, fundamentally changing the perception of human uniqueness with what she discovered. What did that mean in your world?
Well, a lot, obviously, but it took the three ladies total were called by Leakey, were called the Trimates. Her and her compatriots in the gorilla and orangutan world. And I think all of them exhibited the number one thing you need as a field researcher is just patience. And the patience to just sit and observe and not interfere, not try and interact, but just sit and watch and record and try to understand what was going on. And I think that she started, as you say, she couldn't get a visa right away when she was heading to Africa, so did some work in a zoo just sitting and observing and learned a lot there just by the common behaviors. And I'm sure in all of her observations, that's where she was able to, she spent so much time in the wild, she was able to sit and observe, and she would see how often females gave birth. It became from patience, observation, and not trying to become one of the chimps. All three of those great researchers just spent time in the forest watching, helping as they could. Baruti started an orangutan survival center and helped raise infant orphaned animals. So they each did something different, but all were equally important to the species that they studied and just researched.
Randy, I love this. I read that she also named them as she was studying them and getting to know them, whereas prior in science, researchers used numbers for the animals. She gave them names.
Yeah, and I think that was a personal touch. You know, guys sometimes don't have the patience to do that, so just give them a number and record the numbers and what you see. But she took time and she tried to kind of look at what their behaviors were and give them names that were appropriate for the sort of the behaviors they exhibited or the activities they took part in as she was observing over the years.
What's it like being around them, Randy? We talked at some length a few weeks ago about this documentary that's out there about this woman who tried to raise them in Missouri, and they get big and they got aggressive, and then the Fed stepped in, and that's kind of the dark side of the love for these animals. You have been up close to them. What is it like?
It's amazing. When I was a zookeeper in Omaha, we actually would go in and spend time with the gorillas and the orangutans. And it's you really can't describe it. But what you do is try to respect their habitat, their area, and let them come to you. I think these people that raise them as pets and sell them and want to humanize them, zoos don't support that at all. I actually testified at a committee hearing in the Missouri House or Senate about ownership and raising primates, especially chimps. They can become very dangerous, especially when you're trying to turn them into humans and not letting them be what they really were put on this planet to be.
Yeah.
So we totally don't approve of that.
Randy, thank you for your time. Any parting thoughts on her passing?
No, she's a great lady. She did all of her work in Tanzania, and my wife and I have traveled there a number of times. We were there last summer, 24. And in Arusha, the town you fly into if you're going to go on safari, there is a African cultural center, and the owner of that has built a museum in her honor. And if you happen to be in Arusha one of these days, there's a total exhibit dedicated to Jane Goodall's work, a lot of artwork and a lot of history about her. So she was a dynamic individual. She'll be missed. And the world is thankful for people like her who do what she did.
Randy, thank you for your time and for your thoughts. You keep trying to retire and we pull you back in every time there's a story like this, but we do appreciate your time.
No problem. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Be well. That is Randy Westhoff, the former director of the Kansas City Zoo, and prior to that, the Omaha Zoo. I knew he would have met her. When I called him today, I said, I have a feeling you met Dr. Jane Goodall. And yes, in fact, he did, and we thank him for his time. 913-586-7798 is the number as we get ready to move into our topic of the hour. Case out of Overland Park. And it is not the first time we have seen a headline like this. What do you do when there's an assault inside of a nursing home? It has happened again. Huge headline about this a couple of weeks ago in New York. Now it has happened here. We will update you on the case and take your calls on that straight ahead. You are listening to Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.